Hunter Biden's art dealer planned to be lead Chinese art dealer in 2015. By Wendell Hussebo on July 26, 2021. Hunter Biden's art dealer Georges Burgess planned in 2015 to be the lead Chinese art dealer. As President Joe Biden's son consummated deals with Chinese officials and made tens of thousands of dollars per month serving on the board of Burisma in 2014. My plan is to be the lead guy in China, the lead collector and art dealer discovering and nurturing talent from that region, Burgess said in 2015. I plan to find and discover and bring to the rest of the world those I consider China's next generation of modern artists. China's economy is transforming the global economy and everything is changing because of a rising China, Burgess said regarding China's impact on the art world. Cultural power is real power. That is the reason America continues to be the capital of the world. Because of its influence on culture for generations and on an unrivaled global level, Burgess continued. And I think more and more the Chinese are beginning to understand that cultural innovation will power their future cultural influence across continents. Burgess also admitted in 2014 that he travels to Communist China 3 or 4 times a year and that, at the time, he had a solid group of about 25 collectors, most of them overseas. Burgess' connections to Communist China is concerning due to Hunter's past work as his father served as vice president, making deals with Chinese officials and cashing in tens of thousands of dollars per month serving on the board of Burisma, a Ukrainian oligarch-owned oil and gas company, despite having no experience in the energy sector. President Joe Biden later bragged about threatening to withhold aid from Ukraine unless officials fired the prosecutor conducting a corruption investigation into Burisma. But instead of making the transactions more transparent and open, the Biden White House is hoping to strike a deal to make buyers of Hunter Biden's artwork, which is expected to sell for up to $500,000, anonymous. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki on Thursday called Hunter's meeting with potential anonymous art buyers reasonable. But Burgess and his art gallery have a troubled past. Burgess was reportedly sued for fraud and breach of contract in 2016 by an investor in his gallery. Before filing for personal bankruptcy in 1998, Burgess was arrested in California and charged with assault with a deadly weapon and terrorist threats, according to public records from the Santa Cruz Police Department. Burgess' links to Communist China, along with his shady past, will not deter Burgess from setting the prices for Hunter's artwork while withholding all records, including potential bidders and final buyers. Burgess has also agreed to reject any offer that he deems suspicious or that comes in over the asking price, according to people familiar with the agreement, The Washington Post explained. Breitbart News senior contributor and profiles in corruption author Peter Schweitzer, however, told Breitbart News the proposal is an utterly absurd solution. The only way to address these issues is with greater transparency, not less, he stated. Their proposed solution is greater secrecy, not transparency. And they are essentially saying, trust us. Joe and Hunter Biden's track record on such matters gives us no reason to trust them.